This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Live from downtown San Francisco, this is 95.7 The Game.
And hi again, everybody, and welcome in to Warriors This Week. Dan Abone along with you. With my man, Pasta. Producing as always. Pasta, how are you today?
I'm good. What's up, Dan?
You know, I was watching, was it Thursday Night Football? I guess it was Thursday Night Football. Was it Monday Night Football? One of the two. And I'm watching Brad May, the quarterback of the New England Patriots. I'm like, who does Brad May look like? Who do his face look like? It's you. You're Brad May.
Now I have to take a deeper look at Brad May.
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy. It's just like you have very similar facial features. So that just dawned on me. So Bradley Pasta May, welcome in on this Saturday, a Saturday in which the Golden State Warriors are in action. They will do battle with the Cleveland Cavaliers as the road trip continues. The Warriors now have slipped under the 500 mark. Golden State now with a record at 11-12. They sit at the number 8 seed. And things are getting a little interesting behind them because I had talked about the Memphis Grizzlies as a team to keep an eye on with the return of Zach Edey, now just a game back of the Golden State Warriors, which should put things in some sort of perspective that you're staving off the hapless Memphis Grizzlies. But that's where things are at this point. As Golden State and the Cleveland Cavaliers get underway this evening, beginning at 4, let's see, what time is tip tonight? Tip is
4:30?
At 4:30. As the Warriors and the Cavaliers, who are an injured, riddled team, do battle with the Warriors. But the Cavs are getting healthy. A lot of teams now, and we'll get into this as Evan Giddings joins me here on Warriors This Week, a lot of teams now are not only getting healthy, but we're beginning to see things make a little bit more sense as far as the standings in both the Western and Eastern Conference. But as far as the Warriors are concerned, it's a bit of a slide. Not sure where we go from here. It was a disappointing week, although valiant efforts in trying to come back and walk down OKC. And then, of course, the heartbreaking loss to that of Philadelphia. Let's welcome in Evan Giddings. Evan, what's up, man?
Well, good morning, Nano. I mean, the real question you got to ask yourself is, do you believe in moral victories or not? Because I think the effort level in both of those games was outstanding to the point where I was left a little downtrodden after the Philly game. Like, they could have won that game. In fact, you probably make an argument that if other players are on the floor and they'd lost, we'd be sitting here saying they should have won that game.
You know why they lost?
I mean, I have a couple ideas.
Well, I've got one.
One?
Yes.
Just one?
Yes.
Okay, who?
It's Chavado.
Or what?
It's Buddy Hield.
Oh, man.
Yes,
you can't put
there.
That on him.
I'm putting it on him.
No.
That's Buddy Hield. What are you doing?
Who threw the ball?
That's...
I'm not going to blame him. Pat Spencer was awesome in that game.
If Buddy Hield doesn't come running out of nowhere where he was not supposed to be at 100 miles an hour, that bounce pass goes right into the hands of De'Anthony Melton.
I saved the day.
Well, first of all, what was the play drawn up? I mean, they had two guys crossing. There was no screen set. I mean, that's one of the easiest plays.
No, there was nobody crossing. The only guy that was crossing was Buddy Hield, and he wasn't supposed to. Buddy Hield came running out of nowhere because in his head, he's like, oh, the shot or the 5 second count is running out.
Yeah, because nobody's getting open. Throw the ball, Pat.
Have a little patience. De'Anthony Melton broke feet.
They don't have a timeout.
I get it. But I'm just saying, of all people, what were the odds that it would be Buddy Hield that would come out of nowhere and screw that up?
I know you would look for any reason to come down my boy Chavano's road. But to me, all right, if you want to put the last play on him, that's fine. But
He played well, though.
Well, Pat Spencer threw the ball away, gave up an and-one on the other end in the last couple plays. Like, but again, I'm not going to sit here killing him because he was the reason why they were in the game. I thought Buddy Hield, he's had his mishaps, but he was pretty good in that basket. I mean, they don't get back in the game without
him. No, he was good.
Him, I'm just Melton, Gee Santos playing pretty hard. Your boy QP knocking down a couple threes. It was like, I was thinking about it watching during the game. And you know how we used to call the Kuminga, the Moody, the Pajemski, the two, like the second timeline? That was the third timeline last night, or the third timeline a couple nights ago in Philly.
Is it though?
Well, because it's not a timeline, because it's the bottom of the bench doing their thing.
But here's where I'm going with that. Should they be at the bottom of the bench, and should there be a three in front of them? Like, should they be the third anything?
Pat Spencer's next up.
He's got to supplant Pajemski as far as I'm concerned in the rotation.
Well,
what more do you need to see?
I mean, not a lot. But the thing is, once Curry comes back, this all gets a little more complicated. If I asked you how many players are in their primes on the Golden State Warriors, and I'll define the prime as ages, let's say 27 to 30.
Whew. Oh, that's, I'd say two or three.
I know one for sure. His name is Pat Spencer.
Pat Spencer.
He's 29 years old. Outside of that, you got a bunch of really old guys and a bunch of relatively young guys. I mean, even though it's the fifth season for Moody and JK, they're both still 23 years old. They just don't have a lot of players that are...
Pat Spencer, the only...
Melton, I think, might be the other one because he's now... But like, I mean, even Seth Curry is, I think, 34 years old. Mm-hmm. You know, they do not have a ton of dudes that are right there. Quentin Post might be approaching his prime because he's the oldest... second-year player in the league, you know what I mean? But that's just kind of the way that they're built right now.
Trace Jackson Davis is in that neighborhood, I think.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, who was I watching? Oh, I got...
Gonzaga.
Yeah. I texted you last night. I got our Trace Jackson Davis of 2026, and that is Graham Ike, the center from Gonzaga. He's got some touch. He's left-handed. He can't make free throws. But he absolutely, along with the rest of the Bulldogs, put a whooping on Kentucky last night. And I can tell that when he goes in the second round to the Golden State Warriors, we're going to be doing this show 365 days from now, and Dan DeVoe is going to say, give me Graham.
You know what's funny is that you text me during that show, and it started off that you were going off on Karl Ravage, which I love. You know me. Anybody that's going to feature or zone in on whoever's doing the play-by-play, like, give me more.
But you think he stinks.
That was bad.
When I giggled about that, here's Ev. I always do your bio every time we do a show. Good-looking young guys, got the world in front of him, smart, well-read, just he's an academic. But yet you got a little Pat Spencer in you. And that is, if you look at Pat Spencer, you would think that exact same thing. Like, he's well-educated, Northwestern guy, Loyola. I mean, he's well-accomplished, comes from a good bloodlines, good family. But as we saw on the road in Philadelphia, as he goes straight up MF-er, he's got a little rage in him. And I'm detecting that there might be a little rage in my man, which I love, Evan Giddings here, that is... I think you can go a little hot. You can run a little hot that might sometimes go undetected.
Well, we're both in our primes. And so the thing about that was actually probably my favorite moment is when Pat Spencer hit the three, turned around and said, I'm that MF-er. I'm that MF-er on the Philly court with Maxie out there with Embiid on the sideline with Paul George in street clothes.
Oh,
it's Pat Spencer saying, I'm him. That was one of my favorite moments.
His family's a little off. Like, Cam has got that. Remember when Cam, his brother last year, went after Kevin Durant?
Yeah, I know. That was great.
And Booker?
I saw somebody after that game that was saying, like, basically, protect the Spencer family at all costs. I mean, these guys have got to stay in the league as long as possible. Because it is kind of crazy. This is the first time I feel like he's really gotten some rope. And people were coming down my road yesterday saying that, you know, he's done this before. He's been consistent. But I mean, I can't really recall back-to-back games where he's played 20-plus minutes where he's kind of been the guy. Like, against OKC, he was really good. That game, I'm a little off on. I don't think they win that game just because you're playing OKC, and when they turn it on and decide they want to win, the games usually go their way. But against Philly, he was... I mean, I wanted them to win that game so bad so that Pat Spencer could walk to the podium and talk the way that he talked at center court after he made that three.
Oh, he would have never done that.
Well, no, he's actually a really well-spoken, you know, just kind of nice guy.
Sounds like a coach.
He's got a little bit of a lisp, which doesn't do him any favors.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
he's
got a lisp. Wait, oh, here we go.
Turned him over a few times.
felt like the second half, the ball was just moving a lot better. We were able to get downhill, create some second chance opportunities on the offensive glass. Just the compete level was way higher in that second half.
But he's a dog. A
little Elmer Fudd in there. Yeah, I bet. A little Cindy Brady.
A little Wethkwee Webbit.
Spencer is, when he's on the floor, though, I do want to focus on him. We may as well start there with Pat Spencer. Why not?
I mean, he's the man of the week.
You just feel as though you got a point guard when he's on the floor, right? Doesn't it feel as though he has the point guard mentality, which is sort of missing on that Warrior team? Even when you have Draymond running the point or Steph, who's sort of a, you know, a two, I think. And Pajemski, to me, is not a natural one. But when you look at points who are always, their head's always up, right? They're always looking to distribute. They're always moving the basketball. You know who's another guy to keep an eye on who I think single-handedly is going to change the fortunes of one basketball team? Is a guy by the name of Ryan Nemhart.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's Andrew's little brother. So now you got Cooper Flagg sliding over to his natural position, and this guy's a natural point. What's the one thing that Dallas has needed since the departure of Kyrie Irving is a guy who just simply wants the ball and is looking. He's looking to get the ball in the right guy's hands, and he'll, you know, he'll break down a defense. He can get his if he needs it. He'll hit a three, and that's Pat Spencer, sort of a poor man's Ryan Nemhart at this point, but he's a guy that I think has those natural number one instincts, and that's something that's been missing on this team for a while.
Yeah, Ryan Nemhart was a guy that I actually thought the Warriors were going to take or should have taken. You know, and we don't know what Tui's going to be because he's kind of a longer developmental type project. Will Richard, you're obviously getting early returns on. But Ryan Nemhart, and again, he's a Gonzaga guy, so I've watched this dude a lot. He led the nation in assist-to-turnover ratio last year. He just takes care of the ball.
Yeah.
And the only thing preventing teams from being interested in him was the fact that he's 5'11 on a good day.
Small.
I mean, he might be shorter than us, but that dude can play. He can shoot. And I think I read some stat that he's the first undrafted rookie with back-to-back double-doubles, or maybe it's 15 and 10, like in the history of basketball. So you're right. I mean, they got waxed last night by OKC, but he's a dude that's going to help them. And what he is what the Warriors, up until, I would say, this week, to me, Dan, didn't have, and that's a backup point guard. I mean, you go back the last couple of years, that was something that they kind of had, right? You go back 2 years ago, you could see why a Pat Spencer didn't emerge, because they went out and traded for Chris Paul, right? That's your backup point guard. Last season, they had, I think they started out believing that Pajemski could be kind of their backup point guard. That didn't work. They went out and got Dennis Schroeder. And then, obviously, Jimmy Butler kind of became the other de facto ball handler this season. And again, it's why I'm left wanting a little more from the young guys, and specifically someone like Pods. It's like, you would hope that by year three, those kind of skills to play. I understand rookie season, last season, all right, you're not a natural point. But by year three, you should look like you know what you're doing a little bit. And I think it's been concerning that his assist numbers, Pajemski, I'm saying, have come down each of his first three seasons. Meanwhile, his turnovers have gone up. You know, that's going in the wrong direction, not even getting better. So I'm with you that what Pat Spencer is doing for this basketball team is something that right now they just do not have.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And it's because Pods has been able to fill the void, and there's no one else besides Curry, as well as Butler, who can really handle the ball.
Yeah, Podziemski's just sort of an odd offensive player. Sometimes he's good, but he can't be the focal point. Like, when he works well off of Steph and when other stars are out on the floor and you're not focused on Podziemski, but when Podziemski has to generate offense, to me, it's always sort of clunky and it's a little bit off. Spencer is just a natural. You can just see the instincts are very sort of natural. He's an organic sort of point guard. And it immediately when he comes onto the floor, you can see the bounce in his step. And that's exactly what you need, somebody to set the table. You know, when you talked about Ryan Nemhart, he came from Mount Vernon High School. You know, Mount Vernon High School, you know who he played with? Like, he played with just about Cade Cunningham, Jalen Duren, Moses Moody, Scotty Barnes, all on that team, man. It's like ridiculous. And of course, he went to Gonzaga. So when you talk about, I mean, he's already played with NBA basketball players. So,
yeah.
You know, I think it's something you take into account if you're going to think about drafting a guy like Ryan Nemhart. But yeah, hey, man. There's something to cheer about, and it's Pat Spencer.
Well, that's the thing. It's like,
and De'Anthony Melton.
We're going to go down Pods Road a little bit. Pods is like a bookie. Pods is the guy. He's the middleman. He's the guy who gets the people who decide what money should be spent to the people who are organizing the whole operation. He should not be making decisions about if he's going to bet, if he's going to gamble, if he's the one that should be running the entire book. He's like my bookie. Yeah, I'll say it. My bookie. Whenever I give him a little bit of cash, I need to have confidence that he's going to get the money to where it needs to go.
Gucci. But,
thank you. But I don't want Pods in the middle of the money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's where he really, to me, has not taken the leap. But a guy like Pat Spencer, I mean, I'm curious to see what he'll do against, you know, Cleveland and Chicago. Because now the thing is, the next step is, all right, now you're on a scouting report. Like, people know who you are, what you can do. And one of the reasons why I don't think he's played a lot is because up until recently, I haven't got the feeling that he's a great shooter. But he's knocking down shots. He might be the only guy in this team that's willing to take a mid-range. And that's another outside of Jimmy Butler, who's not playing. And so I just think that he stands out in a positive way. Yes, because he's playing well, but because he does all of these other things that either the rest of his teammates aren't willing or capable of doing.
I love it when you make analogies in basketball and it has to do with gambling and bookies. I mean, that speaks volumes of your personal life, but I digress. When you talk about,
he hasn't come down my road yet for my activities last night.
When you talk about, we'll get there.
Yeah.
When you talk about Pat Spencer going forward, as it relates to Podziemski, and there's another person we need to throw into that circle, and that being Steve Kerr. Like, Steve Kerr, we almost saw the transformation just within this past week, where Steve Kerr was still going to Podziemski, was still relying on Podziemski, was still saying, Podziemski's my guy. And that OKC game, right, where he pulls Spencer for Podziemski. Spencer was one of those guys, if not the guy, that was helping walk down OKC. And he was, you know, the guy that was stirring that comeback, and yet he's pulled for Podziemski inexplicably. And I think it was Steve Kerr saying, well, listen, it's Podziemski. I still have confidence in this guy. And then what is it that we saw just a couple of days later? Almost the exact same scenario presenting itself, but this time replace OKC with Philadelphia, and here come the Warriors once again battling back in the fourth quarter. But guess what did not happen? Is that you didn't see Podziemski come into the fourth quarter and replace Spencer.
Well, the difference was that Paz was actually playing well against OKC. He might have had the worst first quarter of his life against the Sixers. I mean, I agree that it was, in hindsight, a mistake and that Kerr probably wanted that one back. But In the moment, I did text my friend, "Why is Pat out?" But I thought it would be for Seth or for Buddy even, because whether you like him or not, I mean, Pod said played well in that game against OKC. He did not play well against Philly at all. Neither him nor Kuminga played a single second in the fourth quarter. Moses Moody, Jonathan Kuminga, Brandon Pajemski.
Kuminga.
On a night when Jimmy Butler didn't play, Steph Curry didn't play, and Draymond Green exits after 9 minutes, none of those three guys were in the starting lineup. You know how much money was on the floor?
That's crazy. You
know how much money was on the floor in crunch time in Philly? He had I think Pat is making a couple million. Guy Santos is on a minimum deal. You have Quentin Post, who's on a second round salary. You had literally 2.2, 3 million because D'Anthony Melton's making vet men. You had, oh my gosh, they don't even have the guys' salaries on here, the rest of the dudes, because Pat Spencer's on a two-way deal. So you had less than $10 million on the floor.
Jimmy Butler tips more than that.
Against Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah, Butler's making that in a game.
What do you think of Maxey?
Well, he's been ascending, but he's arrived now. What's interesting about Philadelphia, it's that it's no longer Joel Embiid's team. And this has happened within a year. You build around Maxey. Maxey is a star. That block at the end of the game. I mean, if you watch that ISO on Maxey, who takes a bad shot, he goes into the front row or he goes into the bench. And what's the one thing about Maxey, right? If I was to say Tyrese Maxey, what comes into your head?
Speed
right, man? And he just, I don't know how he got down and caught D'Anthony Melton with that block, but what a way to finish a game. I mean, I'm with you. You would love to see the Warriors win it, but if I'm a Philly fan, that's about as thrilling a victory that you're going to get.
Well, it was funny because I was listening to after the game. There wasn't, obviously there's Warriors wrap up here with, I think Grandy was doing it. And so I was listening a little bit, but I'm like, I kind of wonder what the Sixers are feeling about this game. So I tune over to their post game, and they're pissed. They're like, how did we almost blow this game in which we were leading by 24 points with Maxey? I think Embiid didn't play the second half, but he played a decent amount, stunk up the joint. We got most of our guys, and they're like, who the hell is Pat Spencer? Who's this guy with the handlebar, the lacrosse player who is playing basketball, which is, by the way, another reason why you know he loves the game. That dude is the greatest lacrosse player maybe in the history of college. And he's like, nah, I think I want to play basketball. I just love basketball. But, yeah, Maxey, that play might have been the most impressive defensive play I've seen this season.
No, yeah, definitely.
I mean, you're right. He was in the bench, and if you take a still shot of when Buddy Hield, by the way, that was a great pass by Chivano.
Was a good recovery.
Really good pass by Chivano. Heads up play, knowing they got no timeouts left, 0.9. Bounces it to Melton, so he's got a little more time. I thought he lost it on the way up, but the still shot of when Chivano threw the ball and when Maxey was in his bench, it was like, oh my God, he's going to catch him, but how is he going to catch him? And he's not as athletic, but he's, with how much speed he has, it's like he plays like a more under control Russell Westbrook kind of. Again, not as athletic, but I don't know if there's been players in the NBA recently that I've seen that are faster than those two dudes.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of guys that, no, I think he might be the fast. I mean, Wall back in the day, remember John Wall before the injuries when he was with Washington? I think he might have been the fastest guy in the NBA in terms of going end line to end line with the ball in his hands or even with the ball that's not in his hands. Just getting back to Spencer, yeah, that's worth underlining. Like, I think a lot of us sort of aren't familiar with or we've heard about it, but it's worth reiterating, especially when the guy enjoyed the sort of week that he just had. This guy, I mean, you could tell the story, right? So he goes, I don't know if I'll go there and calling him the greatest lacrosse player in the history of college basketball just because I'm familiar with Jim Brown. I don't know, statistically, maybe he did more than Jim Brown did at Syracuse. I always grew up thinking that Jim Brown was the greatest because it was always weird. He was the greatest running back in the history of the NFL for so long,
yeah,
and he played lacrosse at Syracuse as well as football. But I always thought of him as being the benchmark when it came to college athletics as it relates to lacrosse.
I mean, so Pat Spencer has the all-time career assist record.
I don't even know what that means
in lacrosse. I mean, probably just passes, but I'm assuming it's the same as basketball. It's funny enough, he's more of a scorer when it comes to hoop. But he's second on the all-time points list in lacrosse, so between goals and assists with this guy named Lyle Thompson. But four-time All-American. It was funny. We asked him last year, I think, when we got to talk to him in person. It was like, hey, by the way, like, are you the greatest lacrosse player that's ever lived? He goes, well, I'm not going to say that. It's like, I could see it.
Well, think about that. So you're arguably the greatest lacrosse player that ever lived, and then you decide to go to Northwestern and play basketball, and now here you are in the NBA going MF-er to Philadelphia. Like, how did this sojourn get here? It's crazy.
It'd be like if, I don't know, just think of one of the greatest college players. I don't know, Christian Laettner. Like, if Christian Laettner said, you know what? I've been playing basketball at this level my entire life. I think I want to go play tennis.
I'm going to bowl.
Yeah, I'm going to go play another sport that I've played as well as hoop for my entire life, but I love it more because that's been my first sport. And I think that was Spencer's point, is that he had one more year of eligibility, so that's what he only played 1 year of college. He used his fifth season, his grad season, to play at Northwestern, was pretty good, and then has just quietly been working his way up the ranks. He's been Santa Cruz, and, you know, watching him play basketball, that is, you can just tell that he's a guy that it's like he knows exactly who he is. You know, he knows what he can do. He knows what he's good at. And he doesn't care if he's playing against Tyrese Maxey or another guy from the G League. You know what I mean? It's because, and that's where I don't have a lot of sympathy for some of the guys who are saying, well, they're getting their roles yanked around and they're getting their roles changed. And, you know, Kerr's not giving them enough runway. It's like, Pat Spencer probably approaches every single game like it's his last in the NBA, because that's kind of the situation he's been in. If he's gotten to play, he has to prove every single night that he deserves to be on the floor. And he's strung together enough games now that you and I are talking about him supplanting Brandon Podziemski in the rotation.
Oh, it's done. There's no way Podziemski can go into a basketball game against Cleveland tonight in front of Pat Spencer. How do you justify that, Steve Kerr?
He might start. So what? So Pat Spencer, he's going to get his first NBA start tonight?
Sure. That's right. I forgot how depleted the team is.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't be mad at it.
No.
That's the point we're at.
I say yes. I'll go there. Can he?
Lock
he's
it
got
up.
Some serious sort of hops. Like, in his, he's got a good rise on his... You're right. He shoots that mid-range, but he likes to elevate on that thing. Can he dunk? Can he get up? I mean, can he throw down?
I wouldn't put it past him.
I mean,
Pots can dunk.
He's got some serious sort of hops on that, at least on the jump shot. And that's the other thing about him, I guess it's to your point, is that there's no moment that you feel as though it's too big for this guy. Maybe it goes back to the fact that he's been, you know, he's been the greatest at another sport, albeit at the collegiate level, albeit it's lacrosse, but he comes into these games as a young basketball player, and it just seems as though he doesn't care.
Well, that's the thing, is he's not young. I mean, he's 29 years old. I just
well,
think
young he, and okay, maybe not young, but inexperienced.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's played so much at various levels as the underdog. I just don't think he really cares. You know, if he goes down, he's going to go down playing his way. And it's funny because we can continue to talk about it on the other side. I think he's sort of represents a style, or, you know, again, just a facet of the roster and the team that I don't know if it's not highlighted. I don't know if it hasn't been present, but there's something about Spencer and his ability to penetrate, to kind of get to where he wants to, that it feels like no one else on this team can do. And that's, again, why I think he's going to continue to play at least until Steph Curry returns. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. This is Warrior This Week with Evan Gettings and Dan DeVone. We'll step aside, come back after this, all ahead on 95.7 The Game.
Spencer at midcourt, off the screen. Spencer keeps his head up with a dribble. Finds Santos. Gets it to post, mid-post, left side. Over to Spencer. Three ball! Spencer nailed it! And he's really happy with himself, patting himself on the chest and says, look at me now!
I'd like to see some more Pat Spencer in my life.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
Now, Pasta, was that Jan?
That was the first Jan was not intentional at all.
That was actually pretty good. We all need a little more Pat Spencer in our life.
I'd like
to see some more Pat Spencer in my life.
I like Tim Roy's version of what happened, the Disney version of the MF.
Oh, yeah. I'm that guy.
Not exactly what he said.
Yeah, I'm that MF.
You want to tell everybody where you were last night? You know, our audience enjoys it.
Last night I was at... Oh, actually... No. Look, you always...
Boston now has the quickest trigger, I think, I know. Of all the producers here.
He's getting pretty good.
Are you saying that because I'm inexperienced?
He's... what's the palpable?
He's out of control.
He's getting stronger.
What did I do wrong?
We must stop him. No, I was out at Danny Coyle's last night.
Do you watch Black Magic?
The what?
Black Magic, the show.
I know Black Magic Woman.
Is it Black Magic? I think it's not Black Magic. What's the... It won the award for the best episodic stream. It's out of London.
Is that the show where the every episode's about a different thing?
Yeah.
Black... It is...
It's not Black Magic.
No.
Black Rabbit.
Black Rabbit. It is Black Rabbit.
Oh, we're thinking of two different things then. But continue.
What are you thinking of?
I don't know what I'm thinking of, apparently.
Well, do you know Black Rabbit Pasta?
Yeah, I thought it was like Black
Rabbit
or
it.
Something.
From you.
Okay, you would be a perfect episode. Like, when he goes home and he spends time with his girlfriend, Adriana, and Adriana asks him a question.
Black Mirror.
Black Mirror.
Yeah, Pasta. Mirror. Come on, man. Yeah, Daniel Kaluuya was in Black Mirror.
That's a great
right.
show,
yeah.
man. That is incredible. Thought-provoking television.
Which episode were you going to go down?
No, I'm just saying he'd be a great idea for an episode where, like, in his personal life, Adriana asks him a question and he's just answering in drops. Or he can't. All he can do is answer in drops. He lost his ability to communicate.
He can only speak in drops. That is, honestly, kind of a part of... A part of the language skills that you
producer?
Build, yeah. It's impossible to not think in drops. Which, actually, now that you got me on Black Mirror, that reminds
so
me.
So are you out on a date or you're having dinner with somebody and you're thinking, God, that'd be a great drop if I was just like this. I could use a drop right here for what it is they just said.
If they understood the drop, then it would be funny, yes. And I've told a few women that I've gone on dates on that there's sometimes when, if I'm spaced, it's not that I'm not listening to you. It's that... I think of something because it's my job to kind of, again, intersect sound with other sound bites. And when you say something, it naturally gets me feeling like a drop is about to play. Mm. But then, of course, you don't understand what the drop is, so I'm not going to play it.
I'll give you one that I always want to play, or no, always want to say in public. It's the water drop. I mean, it's probably the most used drop at the station, but whenever someone does like a flex or whatever, I always just want to go bloop.
And you probably misuse it more than any other producer.
Probably. Also, the fits. I really like the one. What is going on here? I use that one a lot. I say that one
a
lot.
I'm on this
what
show.
Is going on here?
Yeah,
is that
easy.
Fits?
Yeah, no, yeah. No. Don't get Dan going on Fitz and Bookie.
Please. No, stop it.
I
Who
was thinking. I was at DC's. I was at Danny Coyle's in the Hate.
Oh. Right.
Well, I was playing pool. So a bunch of my buddies were out watching. We're actually watching the Lakers Celtics game, and. Bunch of my friends they're from LA, and so they're watching the see like it's just the most inappropriate time to use a drop.
I know, but that's him. That's what's beautiful about it.
So they're watching the Lakers and the Celtics, and the Lakers got waxed, by the way. Celtics
oh, really?
Put yeah, Celtics put a hurting
Celtics
on them.
They're not bad.
No, they're doing all right. I mean, they know they're not very good. I mean, they're not going anywhere, but they've had a couple of back to back large wins.
Wait a minute. If Jason Tatum.
Oh, God.
Well, hey, listen, man. I'm hearing this dude is working out, and he's in the half court playing on 3-on-3s.
He was jumping 2 months after his surgery.
If he comes back, that team could play for the Eastern Conference title.
Yeah, I don't think they can. They're not as good as they were last year.
Yeah, but so no one in the East is. Cleveland's not Cleveland of a year ago.
The Pistons and the Knicks are better than them.
Not by much. At least
the Knicks beat
them
last year when they had Tatum.
I just think that they could make make noise because I think the East is so wide open.
I think the Raptors are pretty good.
I think the Raptors, they've begun to come down to earth since the last time we spoke.
The team that I'm actually the most curious about is probably the team the Warriors are playing tonight. I thought the Cavs would be a lot further along than they are.
They will be.
And part of that is because they've been hurt.
Yeah.
They actually got dinged because they're not trying to rush Darius Garland back. They got fined, I think, because they didn't play him in a primetime game when they had to.
You know, those fines, don't fool around with those fines. You know
That's
what the fine is?
A drop in the bucket for these guys.
Okay, so the fine, the first time you do that, is like, I want to say 300K, 200K, 225.
Yeah.
You know what it is the second time you do that?
$3 million?
No, it's like $1.5 million or something. I mean, that's $1.5 million for rest. That's a pretty serious ding, man.
I mean, the Warriors are worth $14 billion.
You don't get to be worth $14 million by giving away $1 million. Like, you don't think like that. Like, to them, that's like, what?
Well, I'm going to give away money on this Georgia game later, but, you know, it's like it's all going somewhere.
Speaking of other basketball teams, I've got two in the West. One, I'm already done with because I'm right yet again.
Let's pick our teams right now.
No, listen. What did I tell you? You know me. I go when everybody else is piling on. Right?
Sacramento?
No. Memphis. Memphis has won 5 of 7. Guess what? They're a game back of the Warriors. Here's the other team that I know, and I can't wait.
That's more about the Warriors than the Grizzlies, but sure.
No, the Grizzlies, since guess who's come back? They've won 5 of 7. Yeah. Zach Edey has Memphis at +26 since his return. That dude is, I know it doesn't make sense, but that dude is not only good, he is huge.
He's a stiff.
He's not. He is not a stiff.
He's on my fantasy team, actually. I mean, I know he's been doing pretty well
lately.
Here's
the other team. You ready?
Yeah.
The Clippers are going to make noise.
Oh, Dan.
Right? And you want to know why?
Why? Because Chris Paul's gone?
Yes, exactly. Chris Paul was it was getting to the point where it's like, bro, you have just got to go.
Well, actually, we should look at
I'm
this
now. I'm not saying they're going to go to the Western Conference Final. They are going to make – they're not going to be – I don't think they're going to be in the lottery.
They're not going to be a bottom three team in the West.
Well, and, you know, thank God, because you know where that top five pick is going, right?
Oh, yeah, Oklahoma City. We actually need them to be better. We cannot allow OKC to continue to stockpile these first-round picks. But – what was I going to say about the Clippers? Oh, we got to check this now. So, since Chris Paul is no longer on the team, I think the Warriors might now be the oldest team in the NBA because they rid themselves of a 40-year-old.
Oh, I could see
so
that.
So, their average age has now gone down. And they were the oldest team. The Warriors were the second oldest team. You don't want to be that team. Like, seriously, if you look at all the oldest teams in the NBA, I would say the last three seasons. Last year was the Bucks. They didn't go anywhere. The year before, I forget if it was...
Speaking of the Bucks, please, no Giannis trade talk today.
Why?
No.
Well, now that you said it, let's do it.
Why? That's such a waste. You can talk to Pasta, man. I don't entertain that. Just
don't
like
get him, Lacob.
I don't do the scheduling. Like, oh, we're going to be 8-2, and the Niners going into week 11. Oh, God.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Giannis proposed trades or where it is. You know what? I'll end it for you right now.
No, no, no.
There's only one team, if they want Giannis, that can go get him.
San Antonio.
No, it's OKC.
Well, OKC, there's a bunch of teams that could go get him.
No, OKC, and that's it. If OKC wants Giannis, they can go get him because they have the draft capital and they've got the players because they're so deep. That thing is over tomorrow. That's the only thing that's viable in terms of a trade.
But that's why the Warriors can get him, because nobody's going to want him. No one's... The Spurs... I was reading this actually last night from Mark Stein. So the whole reason that the Spurs didn't trade for him this summer is because they didn't want to come off the second overall pick or Stephon Castle. They still don't want to come off of Dylan Harper or Castle. So they're off the board. Rockets ain't making that move. They already made their trade this summer. Let's go down the list. OKC, why?
I just said we didn't want to do this. Now we're going down a list.
No, no, no. I'm going down the list. You can sit back. OKC, why would they acquire Giannis? Why? They have everything set up for the next 5 years to be competing for championships. They might win 75 games this year.
You don't have to, but if you wanted to, the only team that has the trade capital is OKC. Now, you're right. Within the inner workings, they have to decide whether or not it's worth it or not. But you can move, you can even move pieces like Caruso and Dort and draft picks and not even mess with the centerpieces. You could still have Chet Holmgren. You can get rid of Hartenstein. You could still have Chet Holmgren, SGA, Giannis, and then all that depth. But it's just a matter of whether or not you want to do that or not. But you're the one team that can.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but if the OKC Thunder acquired Giannis and combined a bunch of those guys who you're talking about, that would be idiotic. I mean, they are by far and away the best team in the NBA. And until they get beat in the postseason, if and when that happens, that to me is the only time they should consider a trade, a la what the Warriors did acquiring KD in 2016, although that was a free agent. The team to look out for in the Giannis sweepstakes, it's not the Golden State Warriors. It's the Atlanta Hawks.
Oh, God. Miles Turner and Trae Young. And then so you move
Miles Turner's on the Bucks.
Oh, I'm sorry. Trae Young, and then what are you going to do?
No. Trae stays. They want...
not making a trade without Trae Young.
They want Reese Hoshea and a boatload of picks.
Trae Young's got to be part of it.
Give him a Kongwu. Well, he's going to want to stay in the East. I mean, why would Trae Young come to the West?
Which he will. Then if I'm Giannis, I'm like, why am I going there? It's the same. It's Milwaukee, except it's in Atlanta.
The Warriors could get Trae Young.
Oh, God. Let's just... Posse, come over here. You can take over the mic. I'll just teach me.
What? He's in his prime.
The dumbest thing I've ever heard.
You want some
just
players that are in their prime?
Drops.
Okay, first of all, you said you were in on John Morant, but you're not in on Trae Young.
I don't want John Morant on my team.
But you just said that Memphis is going to catch Golden State within the coming days. Actually, by the end of the weekend, they might be ahead of them.
I'm just saying Memphis is going to be a better basketball team. I didn't juxtapose it to the Warriors.
Well, the only reason that you like Memphis is because you have this weird fixation on size and height, and the guy who's the biggest body in the NBA happens to reside in Memphis.
I don't think Giannis is going to go. Well, they tried to the Knicks. You know, that was serious talk. He wanted to play in New York.
I also wouldn't trade for him if I was New York. I mean, they get like, so what? You would be giving up Bridges or Ananobi. You would be giving up.
Cat's got to go.
Well, I think actually Cat would, you'd try and find a way to keep him so you could have him play together. But I mean, it'd be Hart and then some combination of Bridges or Ananobi? That's a pretty big part of their team. I mean, Josh Hart's really good for them.
But it's Giannis at the end of the day. You know why I wouldn't touch...
Yeah, but you don't want him with the Warriors. Okay, so...
Here's the other part of this. Is that Giannis went out with a calf strain the other night. Like, whoa, wait a minute.
So did Draymond. He'll be back.
Wait a minute. Yeah, but remember last year? Anytime the calf, Achilles, like, hold on here. Well, it could be any other part, but the calf and the Achilles, especially with him, I don't know, man. KD, remember that? Ah, my calf hurts. Pop, 2 days later.
Has Pat Spencer taught you nothing? You can't play scared.
All things go back to Pat Spencer.
You guess, has this man taught you nothing the last two games? You cannot walk around playing scared in the NBA. Calves, they happen. Let Celebrini take care of it. Or whoever the Celebrini is for those other teams.
So give me the Warriors' proposed trade. Look, give me this.
I've actually been trying to figure this one out. The biggest problem is who on any other team that has something worth of value wants what we have.
Exactly.
Well, no, they want our draft picks.
Not really. There's better opportunities. A lot of those are
protected. Yeah, I actually think...
How many unprotected do they have?
Four. Up until 2032. I want the Warriors pick in 7 years. But based on what I'm seeing now, I want their pick this year. Jeez. They're under 500.
But then who are you offering?
If I'm the Warriors, I might want to keep that first-round pick.
Who am I going to plug and play if I'm Milwaukee?
Spencer.
From the Warriors roster.
That's Spencer. No, I mean, the trade chips are probably Kuminga, Moody, and Pajemski. Which, by the way, so we were talking about this a little bit in the green room yesterday. We didn't have a chance to bring it to air. Are you... Like, was the Markkanen deal a miss?
In retrospect?
I mean, they had to give up so much more than just Pajemski, but... The fact that the Warriors said that they were unwilling, and I think Kuminga was included in that too, they were unwilling to move one or two, if not both of those guys, in a deal for a Lauri Markkanen. Yeah. I don't think Markkanen is as good as his numbers say they are. I think he plays in a very offensively friendly system, but he's pretty damn good.
But he's one of those guys that you mentioned in the last block that this is somebody, one of the few guys who's in his prime. I want to say late 20s, right?
Yeah, I mean, he just started his rookie deal. I mean, you'd be picking up like $200 million worth of contract, but.
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
Oh, that's right. Remember, we can't trade Pajemski.
He's untouchable. Wow. I can't believe anybody on the Warriors was ever untouchable, not named Steph Curry. I mean, this is the thing. I understand that they were hoping that these guys could blossom, but to me, that's. They're smoking a lot of hopium the last few years. I mean, this has kind of been in the works. It's like you. You know, every single night they play a team who's got some young guy who, and he may not be all world. You know, I'm not talking about like a Maxi who's 25 years old, but just like everyone's got a Ryan Rollins or a Ryan Nemhard. You know, someone's got one of those dudes who can kind of just help you win a game. Not saying he's going to be the reason why your team will make the playoffs or not, or win a championship or not. But on a given night, that player can get you over the hump. The Warriors right now, that player for them, the last couple of games has been Pat Spencer. And it's no disrespect to him, but there's a reason why he's on a two-way contract.
Well, it's supposed to be Kuminga.
Or Pajemski. Or Moody. I mean, I would say any of those three guys on a given... And like, you know, Moody helped you beat the Pelicans a few weeks ago because he had a 30-point game, hit 7 3-pointers in the first quarter, and then just disappears.
Yeah, that's his career to date. We got to get into JK because I think it's, I mean, where are we at now? He's not playing in fourth quarters of the last two games, and both games were hanging in the balance. I think Steve Kerr is telling you everything. Just read the tea leaves from Steve Kerr. He's telling you everything you need to know. When it comes to Jonathan Kuminga,
well, let's see what he's hearing from. Steve Kerr, what he's seeing from those three guys.
Every game's different. So tonight was about the other group. Next game could be about those three. So you just roll from game to game and do what you can to try to win the game. And that's why we have 15, 17 players. You know, but if you include our two ways, like we got a lot of guys who can play and. I think we played 14 people tonight. So, you know, we believe in our depth, and we know that a lot of guys can help us win.
You know, that was riveting.
I think that was
insightful.
I actually think he said a lot without saying very much at all, which is we got a lot of guys who can play. That means I don't know who can play on this team. You know, we played 14 guys tonight. That's because I don't know who our top eight is. You know, anytime you're playing that many people, was it John Madden that said if you have two quarterbacks you really have none?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what he just said.
Yeah.
He said we got 14 guys on this team, we really have no players. I mean, seriously, if you're playing 14 guys in a game, none of which played more than I think 25 or 26 minutes. Oddly enough, it was your guy Buddy who played the most in the Philly game.
What was he thinking?
Bow, bow, bow.
Get off of Buddy, man. How can you?
Because you remember if you remember about a month ago, I highlighted this. I told you, hey, listen, the game was already decided, but it was the closing moments, and they had like a 5-point lead, but there was just about 20 seconds left, and they were inbounding the basketball. And Steve Kerr, I always say this, that if you give Steve Kerr a dead ball timeout where he can He can draft up a play. He's the best in the NBA at it, right? He will. It may not go in all the time, but he will get a guy open. He will get the guy you want shooting a basketball for either a win or a tie or whatever, whether it's the end of a quarter or a half or the end of a game. And so he drafts up this play against San Antonio in the closing moments, and he has it. The ball is on their end of the court. And so he has Steph Curry just run towards San Antonio's basket. And he draws three San Antonio players go. You talk about gravitational pull, which I want to talk about in a moment. Three San Antonio players go running after Steph Curry. The play is set up so perfectly. All Buddy Hield had to literally do was walk to the basket, take a pass from Pajemski, lay it up, ball game's over. He goes running around and sets a screen for Butler. Butler's like, what are you doing? Go to the basket. But they won the game. So it was a Buddy moment, right? Afterwards, Butler's laughing. Buddy Hield's laughing. Like, I got a little confused. Whatever it is. Exactly. It was cute. But I told you at the time, Buddy Hield is going to do that and cost you a game, which is why I'm not going to be dismissive and like, oh, you can't blame it on Buddy. There are so many things you can point at. They scored 10 points in the first quarter. But I knew, I was watching that going, where's Buddy Hield on this inbound play? I got to keep an eye on him because I know he's going to screw this thing up. And so I listened to Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr said we wanted to clear a side, so I had Buddy go to the backcourt to clear space for D'Anthony Melton to come off of a screen. It took a little while. But then there's Buddy Hield going, what do I do? It comes running out of nowhere like Jerry Lewis. Like, I don't know, think of some vaudeville comedian. Like, you can't make this stuff up.
Man, he cannot be that guy.
He was like Gilligan from Gilligan's Island. He comes running out of nowhere, runs into D'Anthony Melton, ball goes. I'm like, oh, my God, buddy.
Are you done?
Yeah.
I am sick of you. I am sick of how short your memory is. The Warriors would not be in the second round of the playoffs last year if not for Buddy Hield. Hield was your Lord and Savior in Game 7 in Houston, and you will show him some respect. 30 points.
I'm not capsulizing the man's career. I'm just telling in moments like that, I would just say, Buddy, go stand like 90 feet away from this play and don't move.
you can just take him out of the game then if you really feel that way. You know what, buddy? In fact, we're going to have your man guard you from the bench. We'll just play with four guys because Buddy Hield's going to find some way to mess up this situation.
But I do. D'Anthony Melton just pops free. I'm like, oh, just get him the basketball. And then here comes Buddy Derrick. I mean, it's sort of laughable, man. Look, He is huggable.
So again, because I like to give both perspectives. So I was watching the Sixers broadcast. I went back at the end. Do you know what Buddy Hield did?
Former Sixer.
A former Sixer, but he did a jersey swap with VJ Edgecombe.
I saw that
at the end of the game.
End, I know.
Yeah, VJ Edgecombe is doing his post-game interview with Kate Scott, who used to work here a few years back. And
she's good.
She is good. He's doing his interview. And he's shirtless because he has a jersey. And I'm like, oh, he has a Warriors jersey. He has a number 7 jersey. Number 7 is Buddy Hield. What's the connection? They're both Bahamian.
Ah.
But I'm just thinking, when I first saw it, I was like, out of all people on the Warriors that you wanted to swap a jersey with, it's Buddy Chivano Hield. That's the kind of respect that you need to be paying to Mr. Buddy.
But before we move off on that game and take some of these calls. The ending of that game is another reason why, like, the reviews.
Yeah.
Come on, man. That was so painful. The last 90 seconds of that game took about, it seemed like 45 minutes. It was everything that's wrong with basketball. Like, did they go off of VJ Edgecombe? Or was there a foul on Quentin Post? And there's Nick Nurse, like, going nuts. We need to review. It took forever to play 2 minutes of basketball. Fix that, NBA. Like, it's not worth it.
Well, we're going to go to replay review, come back in 6 minutes on the other side of this commercial break. Dan is going to talk about gravitational pull on 95.7 The Game. Warriors this week, Giddings, Devone. I see you, Scott and Berkeley. I see you, D in DC. I see all of our calls. We'll get to you on the other side as we continue to get back into the Golden State Warriors here on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.